The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's like I'm at this event that will not end, and it was about as long as a Jerry Lewis telethon, and I'm there, and I'm ready to go to Michael's of Brooklyn and have fun and let it all hang out, and I send the picture. I said I can't get out. They haven't given me the award yet. I can't go. And then Al sends me a picture, happy as ever. I've never seen Gattulo so happy, sitting there with a birthday cake. You sent him a cake at my
It was funny.
It was nice. And your wife, it was a beautiful
time.
Picture. It was great.
I was not going to remember it, but, you know.
Of course not.
You weren't going to remember anything.
A week later, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Wait,
no,
what are we
true.
Celebrating?
That's true.
Jesus, we don't celebrate his birthday for a whole week, right?
Right.
But my fiance said to me, was it Al's birthday just last
week? Yeah, but who cares?
Yeah.
See, again, I
she said,
cared.
We should have a cake or something
that
for
was
him.
Nice. It was
yeah,
great.
And then Enzo and Fred.
It was good.
And the pastries, of course, made by Michael's of Brooklyn. They have the pastry shop across the street. Fantastic.
And thank you, though, for making me feel really bad. Because it's one time Al is happy is when I'm not there. You know what
well,
I mean?
I don't think there's any correlation.
Stop. Hey, happy birthday again.
It's over. The month
if anyone
over,
wants to call
and
in and wish Al a happy birthday.
No. That's all right.
Just another manic Monday. Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. Kevin McCullough is a great broadcaster. He's on 5 o'clock every afternoon right here on AM 970. The Answer Wednesdays with the great John Catsimatidis, columnist for Town Hall, radio talk show host. You see him on Fox News. Kevin is kind enough to join us. There was a big event in New York called Alive from New York, and Kevin was there. Hey, Kevin, good morning, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Joe. Actually, that was just the precursor to Al's birthday party, 20,000 in Times Square.
I know. We got to celebrate everything. Hey, so tell us, I was just talking to Laura, and Laura was there, and a lot of folks were there. This is Kevin, sometimes when you say it was a pro-life event and people automatically tune out. I like that it was Alive from New York. And this we had a great chat with Jim Daly, by the way, president of Focus. Focus on the Family?
Focus on the Family.
Yeah.
Talked to him Friday.
Yeah, he was great. And so tell us about the event. You were there.
Well, so the interesting thing about it was they got a permit for 10,000 people, which is what the city told them they had to have.
Yeah.
And they had about 8,000 registered on their website.
Wow.
But we had three Jumbotron screens at kind of each end of Times Square and then kind of halfway in the middle. And we ended up, we believe that the attendance was somewhere swelling towards 20,000. About 5 minutes before it started, the protesters came down the street. So down 7th Avenue, and then they turned down Broadway and then lined up across the street from the main stage. And we kind of anticipated that there would be some people there, but I don't think the protesters anticipated what was going to happen, because there wasn't any vitriolic thing about legislation or pictures of babies' body parts or anything like that. This was a celebration of life. Focus on the Family had three people that came that had been survivors of abortion as children themselves. They were people that their parents tried to abort but ended up living. And when they got through telling their stories, there really wasn't a dry eye in Times Square. And then kind of the seminal moment came, and I've never seen Times Square go quiet, but you could hear a pin drop when this happened. They put up a 4D ultrasound of a baby in the mobile unit in Abby Johnson, who was the star of the Unplanned movie.
Unplanned, sure.
And when that baby's face hit that screen, Joe, it was like a Wild West where you just saw the tumbleweed fly
Kevin,
by.
Kevin, again, you're a great broadcaster. You got to give me in radio terms. You're telling me they put an ultrasound
on the big screens in Times Square.
On the three Jumbotrons that Focus had brought. Now, the stores around Times Square had originally said, we'll let you put it up there, too. And then they figured out what it was, and they said, no way, we're not going to have any part of that.
Yeah, of course.
But it was a really beautiful, moving thing, and so much so that those angry protesters that started out, they just kind of evaporated about midway through. I think they were just so overtaken by the fact that nobody hated them, and we were just there loving on people, and that when they saw, when you saw the picture of that baby come across that screen, it was like, it was just one of the most, time stood still in that moment, when Abby Johnson was revealed to be who it was and she came out, she said at the very end, she said this, and I put this in my column, she said, there will come a day soon in America when we will think abortion unthinkable. And I can guarantee you when they saw that baby's picture on the Jumbotron, nobody was thinking about killing that child. They were thinking about what a beautiful creation and miracle that baby was. So it was a very successful event, and not a dry eye in the place. It was just really moving. Phil Boyce was there. Jerry Crowley was there. Our, you know, we had the crew giving the A-plus effort. Kevin Cottrell, our fellow morning man on 570, was there. Great turnout, 20,000-plus people.
Wow.
And the New York Post, Joe, you talk about fake news. The New York Post story on Sunday morning said there were 400 people that showed up.
Oh, my God.
400 people wouldn't have fit in the VIP area by stage one, much less all six or eight blocks of the people going down by all three screens. It was amazing how far off they were. But it was a beautiful thing, and I'm glad that we were a big part of it. Focus on the Family thanked AM 970 and AM 570 for helping get the word out.
Wow.
And, they said, we're the E.F. Hutton of radio. I don't know what that means, but I'm assuming that's a good thing.
What was that? What is that? We don't know what that means.
The E.F. Hutton of radio. I guess when we speak, people listen.
There you go, baby. That's exactly it. You know what's interesting, though? It's not, I don't hear pro-life, pro-choice. Let's put all of that aside, Kevin McCullough, my buddy. Listen, put all that aside. It's infanticide. You're going to kill a baby. This is where I don't know what the other side is going to argue about. Where what happened in Virginia when the governor of Virginia goes, well, and he's trying to explain it on a radio show, brother. And he's trying to say, that was like so bizarre. Well, we're going to decide whether the baby lives or dies. How did we get here? What is our society coming to in this regard,
Kevin?
Well,
in fact, it was Governor Cuomo signing that legislation in the dead of night and the standing ovation in the assembly motivated Jim Daly to think about doing this event. And when he thought about it, he thought, you know, if people just get together and they're angry and they're yelling at each other, that's not going to solve much. But what if we could invite Governor Cuomo to come see a picture of an actual baby in the third trimester? And he invited him. He didn't show. I didn't expect him to. But there were a lot of people on the sidewalks that did see it for the first time, Joe. And I think that some minds were changed.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. How about that guy in Alabama, Kevin, man? And I was talking to Jim Daly about this, the state senator in Alabama, when he actually said the words about children. Well, you know, if they don't turn out, if they're born into, and this is a synopsis of what he said, you know, it's going to, if they're born in an at-risk situation, well, you're going to kill them now or you're going to kill them later. The guy said that in the, I guess he was a state senator in the state of Alabama.
President Bush used to use a term called the bigotry of low expectations. I would say that lawmaker has about the lowest expectations of black inner city youth that can be had, because his assumption is that just because you're born to a single mom, you're going to be a criminal who goes out and commits crime. And, you know, I would just counter that with our friend Benjamin Watson, NFL star for the NFL Saints, who was on stage with us on Saturday. He was born to a single mom. And he's made a tremendous life of his own, and is a great example, role model for young African-American men today. I think that what that legislator said in Alabama is despicable, and he should be held accountable at the
Thank you. And they never went, by the way, what happened to Governor Nordstrom? That was the end of that. He made that comment. I mean, the guy never was held to be accountable for that comment as well, correct?
You're talking about the Virginia governor?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, their election will give them that opportunity. But here's the problem with that state, Joe. You remember how that controversy got started? It was about the governor and the lieutenant governor and the attorney general. The attorney general and the governor dressing in blackface when they were in college. And the only thing that ended up happening was that you had this statement come out of Northam from the abortion issue that kind of piggybacked on it. And then you had the black lieutenant governor resign. So out of racial controversy that involved mostly white people, the only guy that lost his job was the African-American. And we found out that the Democratic governor wants to kill babies even after they're alive. Great state Virginia has going down there. Great state.
Most abortions are in the inner cities. Is that right, Kevin McCullough?
Well, it's sad to report, but there are three boroughs in the New York City area where last year there were more black babies aborted than born. And that's been the case for nearly 15 years in at least two of the boroughs where that's the case.
Isn't that curious, though, to you, Kevin? Isn't it a little curious?
It's not. If people just pay attention to history, Planned Parenthood, founded by Margaret Sanger, was a eugenist. She believed that black babies needed to be excoriated from the face of the earth. She her clinics the inner city to target African-American children. And what's happened? It worked. I mean, that's in essence what you can blame it on.
Yeah, Kevin. Well, listen, man. We'll listen at 5 o'clock. I guess you're gonna you're gonna have audio, and I know you're gonna talk about it. And
you know, we're gonna be moved on from this probably by five because it looks like Iran and Israel are gonna be really hot spots. And of course, at 5 o'clock, we're doing breaking news. The Straits of Hormuz and the American Navy moving in there. We're gonna try to talk to either General Jack Keane or Bob Spencer and get the lowdown on that. And then, of course, Israel, 700 missiles fired. And they're the bad guys?
I know.
Elon Omar, Rashida Tlaib, who are you people?
I know. Kevin McCullough, you don't want to miss Kevin today. Tonight at 5 o'clock. Thank you, Kevin, for joining
us
this morning. All right, my friend. Kevin McCullough, the 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. You know, it's so true, too, though. It's so true about what Kevin just said about Israel, if we can go there for a second, is that, Israel's just minding its own business. And I don't mean to chuckle about it, but then rockets are lobbed over, from Hamas. And then all of a sudden it's Israel's fault. And then Ilhan Omar goes, she did the same thing. When we go to Somalia, Omar, don't get me started. We go to Somalia, to Mogadishu, with the United States Army Rangers. And we go to help them because the drug lords are killing their own people by the thousands. We go in to try to quell the situation. She blames us for going over there. You're never going to win with these people, with the progressive left. I don't think. And they're going to blame us for everything. The question that I always ask, and that I ask now, and I ask 1,000 times, and I'll ask 1,000 times more, where's Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer showing up and going up against these people saying, no, you're wrong. This isn't Israel's fault, and just sticking up for the United States saying, and Gutfeld, like I said before we went into the break last hour, Greg Gutfeld says, true, can Omar say anything positive about America at any time ever? She, hates the country. Or is that just a press report? And I don't know that it is because they do those flyby interviews with her, And she's just nasty, spewing her hate, her and, Talita Rashid.
Yeah, and far be it for me to correct my friend Kevin McCullough, but Justin Fairfax, Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, has not resigned. He remains in place as the as the lieutenant governor. So lest anyone think that he has resigned in the last couple of days, he's still very much one heartbeat away.
That whole story is just going away. It's just going away. Remember, what happened with him? With the blackface, with everything in Virginia, just went away. Boom.
Well, the problem is that even if the governor were to resign and the lieutenant governor, then you have the attorney general who also wore blackface. So I don't know who they can give it to at that point. It would have been, I think, the Republican state legislative leader. So I guess even the Democrats, as much as they wanted to see these three guys go, they didn't want to go to a Republican, so.
So the fun, Al was going to love this story. Best
Boy.
Well, I'm hauling out to Long Island. We went to, Glen Head? Is that where
Glen Head, yeah.
Gorgeous. Just gorgeous. At this beautiful, beautiful event. I mean, the people were so, I love Greek Americans,
Yeah, I love all Americans.
Though the Greek, that Episcopo is a Greek name, that.
You've mentioned that.
Episcopo means Bishop.
Bishop, right.
Joey Bishop. It would be me. So I go out, and Big Mike's driving. I go, Mike, I'm exhausted. You got to drive. Please. So Big Mike goes, and we're driving. Now we get into Glen Head, and there's a mobile station. I said, let me get a Gatorade. I wanted a Gatorade because in case I want to sing, I want to make sure I'm hydrated. So I'm putting the topics in my hair, and I'm trying to fix my hair. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Don't tell me you spilled Gatorade on your head.
No. Listen.
Now, that would be fun.
And I'm brushing my hair back in the car, and I'm trying to fix my hair, trying to make sure I look okay, God forbid, pre-surgery Joe. I'm trying to look as good as I get. And I go in, and I take my jacket off. I hang my jacket in the car, and then I go into this great mobile station. I love those little places that you pull over, and they have everything.
Like a mini mart.
Oh, my gosh. They have everything. So I got my Gatorade, you know, I said, I'll get a little of this, a little of that. I go, so then there's a guy that I can see coming close to me. I say, oh, now he's going to recognize me, but I don't have time to talk. I don't want to be rude because I do want to talk to him. And so, but I don't, so he's behind me and I'm going to pay for my, I got bananas. They have bananas there too. And the guy goes like this. He goes, hey, Joe, you got a little hair on your back. On my white shirt.
Oh, boy.
Listen to me. This is why I love this country. This is why I love doing this. This is why I love you listening. It wasn't, hey, Joe, how are you? Hey, you're Joe Piscopo, right? No, it was like he knew me. It was it. Joe, there's hair on your, and he starts brushing it off. The guy's brushing it off at the mobile station in Glenhead, Long Island.
Right. Nice to meet you, sir.
No, I loved it. I said, what's your name? Charlie. Charlie, God bless you if you're listening, brother. That's what I'm talking about, who we are as a country. We're good people. Look, I know Joe. I know him. He's got the stuff on the back of his collar. God forbid I should go on stage. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. What's that stuff on Joe's collar? He brushes it off. Thank you, Charlie. God bless you. I love it. I'm telling you. That's why when I see the divide on TV and I see everybody going after it, we're not that. We are not that as a people, you know? So Charlie, thanks for keeping me prim and proper to go on stage in Glenhead, Long Island. Debbie, is that the best or what?
You gotta love it. Yeah. You know, just like he knew you forever, you know?
Yeah, and no, it's exactly the way it was. It was like we were friends forever. And now, so thank you, Charlie. Hey, Deb's out there looking out for you on the roads, 921 on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. I'm looking at the volume right now in Glenhead over on 107. I see some volume getting right down toward Glen Cove Road here up on the North Shore. Really beautiful over there again, as you mentioned. Watch for delays on the LIE westbound. That's pretty solid getting out toward Queens Boulevard. And we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning on the Van Wyck northbound into Liberty Avenue with a collision over there as well. Now, remember, alternate side parking rules are in effect. The inbound GWB, they cleaned up an accident. 45 to 50 to the upper, 25 to the lower. Lincoln 35, Holland 25 minutes getting into town. River Street is still closed in Patterson out by Straight Street. Fire department activity, the reason for the problem. Southbound Thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sponsored by Hampton by Hilton. The key to every great road trip, a full tank of gas and full stomachs. And when you stay at any of the Hampton by Hilton 2400 locations, you can start every day with free hot breakfast. Book your next day now at Hampton.com. Partly cloudy today, high of 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. You got to go to Route 22 Toyota. Why? Because I know how good Route 22 Toyota is. You can get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I will give you to 9:30 because what? I am Mr. Generosity. How are you? Mr. Generosity here. You need a multi-point inspection because it's vital to the inspection. It's for the safety of your car. You need this vital inspection, the multi-point inspection from Route 22 Toyota. And the oil change, you know what? You're going to kill your engine unless you get an oil change and you get a filter. Now you can get them for free from Route 22 Toyota. I'm just saying, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes plus, 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, $99.49. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella can also give you 0%. Yes, I said 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you don't have to deal with dummies. That's what I love about Route 22 Toyota. Iggy, Chester, Carmelo, Johnny, Shoya, Chris, Wendy. This is a family at Route 22 Toyota. Largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey. I'm a car geek. I'm in my glory when I'm over there. And check out the state-of-the-art service center, please, on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. So I'm going to give you a lot. Look, I'm giving you a lot of minutes here. It's 9:23. I will give you the 9:30 because I am what? Mr. Generosity. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota, 855-621-9949, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Larry Elder believes we won't see an end to the media's attack on the president.
And Wolf Blitzer this afternoon.
His announcement statement that Biden pointed to the 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. The President Trump at the time defended his comment that there were very fine people on both sides.
They are just going to keep doing it. Wolf Blitzer. Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is PBA President Pat Lynch saying thank you. Thank you to every New Yorker who spoke out against the release of convicted cop killers. With your help, we hand-delivered over 800,000 petitions to the parole board in Albany. We piled up box after box after box to send a clear message. When somebody attacks a New York City police officer, they attack our entire city. Our voices will be heard, and the families of our fallen heroes will know that their sacrifice has not been forgotten, and they will not be ignored. But make no mistake, we are in danger of losing this battle. We have already seen 7 cop killers paroled in the last year and a half, including 2 who will walk free this month. That's why we need all law-abiding New Yorkers to raise their voices and tell the parole board that cop killers have only one place in our society, and that's behind prison walls. Visit nycpba.org and click on Keep Cop Killers in Jail and send a clear message to the parole board. Thank you.
Joe on the radio, 925. Hey, when it comes to protecting your home and your family, trust one of the longest-standing names in New York. Trust Honig, Conte, Parrino Insurance. Honig, Conte, and Parrino Insurance. They have been a local insurance brokerage in Manhattan for over 100 years and is family-owned, providing coverage for 4 generations. They pride themselves in being consistent and face-to-face. You know, I love family-owned and operated. You know that, right? That's what you get when you get Honig, Conte, and Parrino. No automated services there, right? They work with each client individually and personally with a roll-up-your-sleeves approach. Honig, Conte, Parrino. They handle each client as if they were family. They were, you know, that's the way it should be. Am I right or wrong? You know I'm right. They provide policies that grow as you grow and make sure that each individual is fully taken care of. Whether it be providing homeowner insurance, right, business insurance, renter's insurance to the unknowing first-time apartment renter, please. Michael Honig and Michael Conte are names you can trust. Call today, 212-777-7113, 212-777-7113. 7113 or visit them at honigconte.com. It's like this, HONIGCONTE.com. Honig, Conte, Parrino Insurance. Not just here to provide insurance, but insurance guidance.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 927. Judge Greg Lasek is a retired state Supreme Court justice, Democratic candidate for district attorney. Hey, Judge, welcome to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing very well, very well. How are you, Joe?
Good. We're doing good. Just making it through a Monday. Like everything breaks over the weekend, you know? Now, we want to talk about your candidacy, but first I have to ask you, if I may, Judge, about the passing of Judge Brown. He's been the Queens DA since 1991. You worked in the DA's office before becoming a judge. What was he like, Judge, as a district attorney, and what was he like as a boss, sir?
Well, I remember the day he came in on June 1st. I was in the office already, and he came in June 1st back in 91, and he really energized the office. He changed the hiring policy. He brought in some, you know, top-notch people, and he just loved being a DA. He was out at the crime scenes with me all hours of the day and night. I remember him at the Wendy's massacre. There were 5 people murdered on Main Street in Flushing. And went hundreds of crime scenes with him. And he brought his appellate division expertise. He really changed the tone of the office. When he came in, I think we had a case pending against some police officers in the 112 precinct. He came in, reviewed the case, and we wound up dismissing that indictment against the police officers from the 112th precinct.
Wow.
He set a great tone in the office.
He was pretty innovative. He was a pretty innovative district attorney, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. We started the first domestic violence unit. We brought in vertical prosecution of cases. and basically transformed the office. He brought in Barbara Underwood, who was a Yale professor, who was the attorney general for a short time before Tish James took over. He was very innovative, very innovative.
Do you
he had
think
a good relationship with law enforcement, very good relationship with the police department.
Right. Do you think that the fact that he was a judge before being a DA helped him do a better job?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Because, you know, as a judge, you're sitting up in the courtroom there.
Yep, yep.
And you're looking at both sides. You're looking at both sides. And when you bring that expertise into the prosecutor's office, the DA's office, there's nothing better than that. There's nothing better than that.
Now, you retired from the bench last year in order to run for DA. What made you want to run for DA, Judge?
Well, I live in Queens my whole life. I grew up in Woodside. And then spent the last 30 years in Richmond Hill. We raised our family here. My oldest son, Danny, is a New York State trooper. Our middle son, Gregory, is an assistant DA.
Wow.
And our daughter, Kristen, is a corporate lawyer. And I felt that, you know, as a judge, you can handle one case at a time. As the district attorney, you handle 50,000 cases a year. And I felt I, based on my experience, both as a judge and as a DA for 25 years, there's nobody more qualified than I am for this job. And, you know, I've been a public servant my whole life, and I want to give back to the community. And this is a very, very serious job, and these are changing times right now. So I want to make sure that the people in Queens County are safe, and I'm the best person to keep them safe and to make the necessary changes.
Well, you know, Judge Greg Lasek with us, Judge, you seem to have a lot of support from law enforcement. Does that help or hurt in a primary where candidates are all rushing to be the most progressive, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's a double-edged sword, but I'm proud. I'm proud of the support I got from getting from the law enforcement unions. That means a lot to me. That means a lot to me because I work side by side with the police department,
yes, sir.
The detectives, the court officers. And I think it's a tribute to how they feel about my character and my integrity. I think basically the number one thing that all citizens in this county want is for them to be safe and their children to be safe.
All right.
And then, you know, we want to make sure there's no abuse by law enforcement, and I'm the man that can do that.
There it is. You really married your high school sweetheart, huh?
Yes, yes. We both grew up together in Woodside, went to St. Sebastian School, Holy Cross High School, and took it from there.
Look at that, man. Judge, thanks for joining us. All the very best, Judge Lasek. We appreciate you joining us on the radio. Good luck with the race there.
Thank you for having me on your show, Joe. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you too, Judge. Judge Greg, it's Lasek. Lasek sounds like a very, very good guy, supported by law enforcement, and that's a good thing. 9:33 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New Jersey State Division of Fish and Wildlife is urging people not to disturb young wildlife. Officials say too many well-intentioned people endanger young animals by trying to help critters that appear abandoned but are not. They add people who stumble across fawns laying alone sometimes think the babies are in trouble, but that mothers return frequently to nurse. Anyone who may have picked up a fawn and brought it home should put it back, and that attempting to keep wild animals as a pet is illegal in the Garden State. MTV's award show coming to New Jersey this summer. Governor Murphy will be on hand at the Prudential Center in Newark today to talk about the big awards event set for August 26th in Newark. The annual Video Music Awards event has been held around the country before, but it is the first time that it comes to the Garden State. In sports, Yankees topped the Twins 4-1 in a game that was called by rain in the eighth inning. Bombers 19-14, two games behind the first-place Rays in the American League East. Yankees are also without the services of pitcher Luis Severino until after the All-Star break. He's been out with a grade 2 lat strain. The Mets, they were swept by the Brewers, losing yesterday 3-2 in Milwaukee. They'll start a series with the Padres tonight in San Diego. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's take it to the Hutch north at Mamaroneck Ave. Getting up toward Mamaroneck, it's an accident being cleared. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly this morning as you take a ride to the inbound GWB 35 there, 25 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland about 40. Stop and go traffic as you head to 78 eastbound. That's going to be busy out by exit 7 with an accident. And still very busy on 130 south at Adams Lane into North Brunswick with an accident over there. Problems continue for you this morning as you take a ride to the FDR Drive South. Really busy getting down through the 60s. Southbound West Side heavy down through the 90s with an accident cleared. And over on the northbound Van Wyck into Liberty Avenue, it's an accident there as well. Let's see what's happening as you head to the subways. Uptown 2 and 5 trains delays. PATH trains delays. Hoboken to 33rd and Journal Square to 33rd. Partly cloudy today, high of 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on quality Napa brakes. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
I want to say something about rush tax resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money, they can't pay the IRS, and they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over $90,000. After hearing me talk about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, it's 937. Did you RhinoShield your house yet, your business? And yes, you could do business. I know a lot of folks listen and they have businesses and they'll say to me, you know, hey, Joe, can I put Rhino Shield on my that's what I'm talking about. And when I tell you that the Rhino Shield is on my home, and my home looks brand spanking new, I thank Susan over at Rhino Shield for coming out, and she could do the same for you. Whether you're a homeowner or have a commercial property, this process has unique benefits to you that paint cannot stand up to. It's a waterproof shield. It goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, or whatever coating you presently have. The Rhino Shield ceramic coating system keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. It keeps the inside of your home dry and mold-free. Rhino Shield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, and fading. So stop throwing your money away, please, every 5 years on a needed paint job. Go to the website, set up you get a free estimate. RhinoShieldofNY.com. It's RhinoShieldofNY.com. Your house or business will look like it just had a new paint job, and it lasts a lifetime. Call Susan today, please. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, baby. It's Monday. You are up and you're at 'em. We're up and at 'em. At 9:39,
Evan Syatt is the nation's leading conservative comedian and author of the new book. It's Apocalypse Now, yeah, a children's book about the left's environmental concerns. Hey, Evan, welcome to the program, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, man. How tough is it for you to be a conservative comedian in Los Angeles, California? Ooh.
That's not as tough as being a late-night comedian in Los Angeles on the radio first thing in the morning in New York.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the wildest thing? Hour-wise, isn't this the wildest thing? We do it every 5 days a week, man. 4 hours a day. We love it. Hey, but Evan used to be a Democrat, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't a thoughtful position. It was just sort of what my friend Andrew Breitbart would say was the default factory setting for somebody born into my demographics. You know, I was a New York City-born Jew. Even then, was in the entertainment industry, and so I never really gave it much thought. I just knew what Democrats know. I knew that Democrats are good and Republicans are evil. I know that I'm good, so I must be a Democrat. I knew that Democrats like peace and Republicans like war. I like peace, so I must be a Democrat. You know, Democrats like the air. Republicans hate air. I like air. I must be a Democrat.
You know, I was the same way, man. But I was a blue dog Democrat. See, I was a blue dog for. But my whole life, it was all about the middle class, the working class. And boy, has it changed. I don't understand the party anymore. But tell us about this book. This book is actually great. And I want to pronounce it properly. It's Apocalypse. Is that right?
That's correct. That's my made up pluralist.
Yeah, I got it.
And
yeah, okay.
It's a faux children's book illustrated by the great editorial cartoonist A.F. Bronco. And it just lays out, because if you realize, you can't have more than one apocalypse. You cannot have apocalypse. Because after the first apocalypse, there is no second. It's all over. And yet, from you know, you and I are about the same age, and from the time we were young, they've been threatening us with one apocalypse after another, every environmental disaster from the time we were children.
Yeah.
And so I laid it out as a children's book. It's written in rhyme. Again, it's illustrated. And the reason I did that was twofold. One, to kind of mock the left, because one of the themes of all my work is how infantile the left is. But the other is to just show how easy it is to disprove the latest doomsday scenario, man-made global warming.
I know. And you're right. Give us a breakdown, because I saw in the book, it was so funny. Swine flu. Remember, there were so many things that they tried to scare. It's the end of time. The mad cow disease. Remember all those things? And you put them,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Look, may I read a little to you?
Please.
It goes... It's you guys can't see it, it's radio, so it's a father reading to his terrified little girl in bed. Even the teddy bear is terrified. It says, "Good night, my love. Yes, I know that you're frightened. So while you doze off, allow me to enlighten. I know about this thing of which they keep warning. I know about this thing they call global warming.
Yeah.
Well, when I was your age, they cried global cooling. An ice age, they said. Then they said, hey, just fooling. Next, the hole in the ozone they swore would cause pain. When that didn't happen, they yelled, acid rain. But when the rain came down, just as it always did, they conjured some new things with which to scare kids. First, the birds were diseased, then the swine, they had flu. If one didn't get you, the other would do. When the pig and the bird proved not to be bad, they turned to the cow, who would drive us all mad. Well, that didn't happen. No one fell to their knees. Still, they went on undaunted and yelled, killer bees.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now we get to my favorite.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now we get to my favorite, and I'll tell you why in a moment.
Okay.
But when no one was stung, they just kept right on hissing. The real threat, they said, was that the bees had gone missing. In one turn, they went from swarms of bees were going to be so many they were all going to kill us.
I remember that.
There were no bees at all.
You know, but there's got to be. What do you say to Americans that are legitimately concerned about climate change?
Well, I say, look, the idea that some people hate the environment and are willing to destroy all of humanity because they're getting $50,000 from an oil company is ludicrous. Right? We all love the environment, and we all recognize there are things that we can and should do to make the world a better place and a cleaner place. But the hysteria and the notion that a 29-year-old bartender, all right, a woman who just 1 year ago had to check the bartender's guide to know what goes into a rum and coke, is now going to create is now going to create this policy that's going to save the world is ludicrous.
This is a great book. It's called Apocalypse Now, A-P-O-C-A-L-I. It's a plural for apocalypse. Where can we find the book, Evan?
Well, I always love when people go to evansayit.com, because you can find so many of the things that I do. But that's a step more than you have to take. Go to amazon.com.
All right. Evan Say It. Evan, thanks, man. They're very, very funny. The book is great. And we'll talk again, my friend.
I look forward to it, Joe. Thank you.
Evan Say It. It's a great book, because you could read this to your kid at night, that book, Frankie. You could read that book. It was, when I started reading the book, I started to laugh, saying, this is very funny.
Yeah, it does work on two levels. It is good, funny as a children's book, but it's also funny as satire for adults. It's almost like Eric Metaxas's book, Donald Drains the Swamp.
Yeah, right. Right, right. How's Eric doing, by the way?
Good. I think he may be here tomorrow. Oh, he's good, starting this big simulcast on the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
Very cool. Have not seen him. So, one more time, I got to tell you what a great time I had on Saturday at this Seversky Mansion with my friends Tony and Persa Lampropoulos. That's it. It's Greek. I got the right word, the right pronunciation. When I tell you, when people keep heritage alive and keep the character of their heritage alive, that is, I tell you, and Tony says his wife, a person did the same, did everything. They had the outfits. The baby was in lace. It was beautiful.
Wow.
It was a christening. It was a christening. And then they brought me in just to pump it up. And the crowd was, they all came around. But remember I said there were two rooms?
Yeah,
that
was great.
The other room came into the glass enclosed room. And we did New York. And I did some of the old man stuff. I did a rap song for the kids. I had the little kids smiling.
They must have loved it.
You know what? But it was all good. It was about the Greek heritage. Yeah. It was about the religion. It was so spectacular. And then you go to my Charlie. The next day, I went for the communion. That's all I'm railing about every single morning.
Well, aside from the great religious aspects of both of those ceremonies, the nice thing is that it's actually people getting together in person and not connecting on a social media Facebook thread or, video game interactive connection.
You know,
that's very nice. It's so important.
Joey said that. Joey, God bless my son. He comes all the way up from Florida, and God bless my mother for coming. She ran all the way down. Paulie, my cousin. Took her down with Patty, his wife, and they came down. And forgive me, I just want to put aside all the craziness of the day and tell you how important it is to be with family, to be with friends, and to maintain the communities that we live in, because we are a good people. I see it. So we're down there, and Joey said about little Charlie, she was not on her phone, and I got her the phone. But she wasn't on her phone once. It was just absolute interaction. And I'm such a dork. You know what I got? I got a banner that said, Charlie, First Holy Communion, with her picture on it. I can actually do all that. Is that unbelievable?
That's great.
But I did. And then I got the little cross that says Charlie's,
That's nice.
Her little picture thing, and then I got her. So it was really, really nice. I went to Parry and his Sons. They took care of that. That was great.
That's wonderful.
Then my buddy Joey Falco sent a gift. I want to thank Joey and Kat for sending a gift over. So it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And people showed up, and there were a lot of people. And a lot of people are listening. Frankie, they go to me, listen to you on the radio. Joe, keep the fight. Joe, I believe in what you believe in. I'm going like, wow. But, you don't hear about that at the other side. So thank you. We will keep the fight. We ain't going down.
Well, in Brooklyn, we encountered a number of Democrats, including some prominent Democrats that listen to us every morning. So I don't think our audience is all, one-sided.
Yeah, you always say that,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Including one person, and we're not going to reveal his name because we don't want to get him in trouble. But he works for a very, very, very prominent New York Democratic politician, and Al and I spent some time with him, and he
said he loves me. Just keep doing what you're doing. So
yeah, loves you.
Yeah. Yeah, but then when Al walked away, he said, "You're right about the Mohawk." When we got there, Joe.
Fred, I
want to see what Fred said about it.
The look on Fred's face.
Fred
when
says
I walked
in words or substance, because I printed him a list of all the bios of everyone that was attending. And Fred gets, and Al arrives and Fred says, "Boy, so you really do have a mohawk, huh?"
Yeah, that was it.
But with almost a mixture of sadness and disbelief.
This is what he wrote for my bio. He wrote all these expansive bios for me.
Frank
Al Gattullo hosts a beer show on radio, has a purple mohawk, and is a survivor of Hodgkin's lymphoma. He is generally pretty surly. He wrote more for my wife than he did for me.
Well, because people may need more exposition.
Yeah, he wrote. You know what he wrote for my wife? Mm-hmm. While rarely seen in public with him, is actually married to Al Gattullo. Jennifer is a nurse and mother of a 14-year-old boy named Jack. He's 15. The Gattullos reside in Clark, New Jersey, and Jennifer has yet to confirm Frank Moreno's Facebook friend request. I said, you've been waiting a long time. She's not on Facebook anymore. So
your substitute girlfriend was there.
Yes. It's very rare.
Yeah, originally from Minnesota, Jennifer currently resides in Jersey City. He wrote a paragraph and a half on his substitute girlfriend.
And I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sorry. I got out so late on Friday, and I meant to go. And you know what I was thinking, too? Michaels has been there from day one, for us.
Right.
They've been there. And Fred's the first guy who goes, you know, it's because I jumped on the radio with the guys, with Joe and the guys, and we're where we are, you know? And where am I? I can't get out. I'm like held a prisoner by the Italians, Frankie. Oh, I felt so bad. So we're going to go out there. We're going to go out there in June.
Yes.
I said May 17th works for me, but you can't. You're in Florida somewhere?
No, I'm in Washington, D.C. My sister is graduating from college. So.
Oh, very nice. So yeah, you got to go to
that. They have a ball or something.
Yeah, and you know what? The family thing, when I put this whole thing together for Charlie's, and I was kind of like, oh, how can I do this? It's so much. And I'm starting to panic in the church. And I look at my mother, the greatest generation. She's enjoying the moment. Absorb it all. Accept it all. We're family. We're in church. Charlie's getting her communion. And I looked and I calmed down and enjoyed it. It was great. La familia è molto importante. Mm. Hey, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Debbie, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm sorry I missed Michael's of Brooklyn as well. I usually love
Will you go?
Something going on.
We're going to send you another date, okay? Because I got to go out. Okay.
We got to
see you there. Maybe even you and I have a drink together. Could be dangerous, but... What do you say?
I don't really drink.
Neither
much,
of you drink.
I don't drink.
I have a glass of red wine occasionally. But occasionally I have a glass
Frank will make up for us.
Yeah, oh, Frank definitely will.
Frank drank a lot of booze.
How does he do that?
But then he functions.
I'll tell you, it's a marvel to watch. I had two glasses of wine over 4 hours.
How do you get up the next morning, Frank?
I'll tell you how I got up on Saturday is because I got home and was a bit tipsy. I forgot to turn off all my alarms. I have multiple alarms. And so you can imagine how thrilled my fiancée was to have multiple alarms blaring at 3 a.m. She had to hide one in another room.
Hey, Debbie's looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning, Joe, Frank, Allen, everybody. Let's see what's happening on the Van Wyck northbound. It's busy up by Liberty Avenue. It's an accident there. Traffic is still moving slowly for you on the Cross Bronx West, Bruckner, all the way out to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Heading over to the outbound side of the George Washington Bridge, it's construction on that upper level. The inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 25, Holland about 35 to 40. It's kind of busy on 78 eastbound, exit 7 with a crash over there. And over on River Street in Patterson, still closed getting up towards Straight Street. It's all due to some ongoing fire department activity. Garden State Parkway North at 151, that's an accident. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on 287 North, exit 1 in Edison, with an accident over there as well. Southbound Thruway easing, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. And taking a ride to 287 eastbound, still slowing down out through White Plains. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, and use discount code THEANSWER.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
It will be partly sunny today, a milder afternoon. We cannot totally rule out a spotty shower late this afternoon into the early evening, the high near 70. Partly cloudy later tonight, the low 54. Even warmer tomorrow with a mix of clouds and sunshine. There'll be a few showers and thunderstorms around tomorrow afternoon and evening, the high 74. Partly sunny and cooler on Wednesday, the high 66. I'm meteorologist John Woodward, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Woodward. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:55. Hey, Mike Gallagher coming up, 10:05. Can I tell you about Rawlings? I want you to just remember this, if you'd be so kind to do so. Rawlings.com. Rawlings.com. Anything that you need for your child or for your grandchild, for yourself, get a glove for yourself, please. I got the glove for myself. I got the Joe Piscopo Rawlings glove for myself because I wanted to see my name on a baseball glove. I mean, I'm not a great ball player, but I love the sport. And Rawlings is the number one baseball brand in the world, and they have more than 130 years of expertise. That's why they're known as the Gold Glove Company. Very honored always to be the humble master of ceremonies at the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards every year. The finest in the field. Today, more than 50% of the pros wear that iconic red Rawlings patch on their gloves. And I'm sure you've seen it on a lot of the Yankees. Aaron Judge, Stanton, Sanchez, when they're making those spectacular defensive plays. Rawlings is also the official helmet and baseball of countless organizations, including Major League and Minor League Baseball, the NC2A, and just about every other youth league. From their world-famous Heart of the Hide gloves that are broken in, you got to try the Heart of the Hide glove, okay? Quattro Pro Bats, workhorse batting gloves, or mock batting helmets. Rawlings makes the very best baseball gear for those in the league all the way up to the big leagues. Be sure to check out Rawlings.com. You're going to love it. It's a great present. For mom, if mom's playing softball, you get the mom with the name on the side of the glove. Forget about it. Check it out, please. Rawlings.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, what are we doing, Big Al? That's it. We're in. We're out and out. That was fun. That was a fun morning. That was great. A very, very informative morning. But, my goodness gracious, I come before the microphone after every weekend of doing a lot of these social things and a lot of these family things, emboldened to be an American, proud to be an American, and with respect and with gratitude to be an American. Because I go out and all you see is the divide. Oh, and we are here to make sense. So thank you for the great events, and we'll be chatting about it all week. Now, we would love to see you Wednesday at Trinitas. We are going to be broadcasting live. Al's going to be there. Frankie's going to be there. I'm going to be there. It's at the Trinitas, the whole facility right there in Elizabeth, New Jersey. We are going to be so excited. And Mike Lindell is our special guest. How great is Mike?
He's going to be here the whole show, I think.
They made the request, and I said, Mike is in demand constantly now. He's just a good guy. Like, he's a great patriot. He's a great strong man of faith, and he's just a great guy. And I hesitated. I said, well, make sure we're not pushing him, but there's a sleep center. Yes, a sleep center at Trinitas. He goes, he's going to bring the MyPillow with him, right? You know it. It's going to be great. And that's Wednesday. And happy Nurses Week. Is it Nurses Week?
Nurses Day is today. The whole week, and there's Teacher Appreciation Week, all this other stuff.
Well, we appreciate the nurses so very, very much. Frankie Five Boroughs, great show. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, man, you know what? And thanks for making way for the great Maria Bartiromo. Thank you, Maria, for making way for us this morning. Big Al, we love you. Debbie, we love you. And we love you. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that for me? Because you deserve it.
News. Opinion. Passion. passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
58 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Transit will say goodbye to the iconic 1980s RTS model bus today. The very last one of that model will make its final trip on an M55 route from Midtown to Lower Manhattan. Meanwhile, the MTA says it's updating its fleet with modern vehicles, including electric buses. Anybody who may have an illegal animal in their possession has the next 5 days to surrender it without penalty. The Suffolk County SPCA and State Department of Environmental Conservation holding an amnesty week starting today. Runs daily until Friday at the SPCA headquarters on Vets Highway in Hophog from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anyone with exotic, dangerous, or illegal mammals, amphibians, and reptiles can give it in without threat of prosecution. Species that do not require permits or are neither threatened nor endangered will not be accepted.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.